Mortgage Mom has been busy. What have you been up to, Mortgage Mom?
Well, you know what? I've actually been working on my YouTube channel. So, hey, why are we telling you guys about YouTube? Well, if you have been out to one of our workshops in the past, maybe you wanted to come out to a workshop in the past and you didn't get the opportunity to do that, now you can spend your night with Mom on YouTube. So find us, Mortgage Mom Radio on YouTube. We've got our own channel. What are we doing? We are teaching people how to buy a home, start to finish. We begin at the beginning with what are the acronyms that all these people are talking about. We go all the way through loan programs. What kind of loan programs? How much money do you need for down payment? We work our way into credit. Hey, do you have some credit that you need to fix? Watch the credit workshop. We've got property taxes that we're talking about. It is an ongoing workshop, and you can stay right there with us as long as you subscribe to that channel. Don't miss out. Mortgage Mom Radio on YouTube. Call Mortgage Mom Radio right now. It's 844-935-3634. On the phone with me, I actually have Mary. Mary is a client of mine that we just closed her loan, and she, I'm sure you're pretty excited, right, Mary?
Oh my God, I'm super excited. Like, first time home buyer. What a great experience.
Woo, 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 woo.
Get my keys
we should celebrate that thing. Yay.
Yeah. Like if I could celebrate through the phone with, the confetti we put on phones, it'd be great. But yeah, I'm super stoked and I'm not stressed out, which, I'm happy about.
Yeah. So, and that's one of the things that I tell a lot of my listeners all the time is that, this is actually a pretty, stressful experience buying a home. It rates right up there with divorce,
yes.
death. I mean, that's what people say. And I try really, really hard with all of the education that I do, the YouTube videos, the podcast, the radio show. I'm giving myself to try to help those, that have never bought a home like you do it easier and make it easier. I mean, I guarantee you felt a little bit of stress throughout the transaction, but, kind of in general, tell people how it went. Like where did we start and how did you get to closing?
Yeah, sure thing. A good friend of mine listens to you all the time on the radio, and she knows that I've been wanting to buy a house. I've been a renter for 22 years. So, yes, I know. I could have probably had my own house payment by that time. But, she said, hey, I know that you really want to buy a house. You don't think it's possible. Why don't you check into Mortgage Mom? I listened to her on the radio. Why don't you make a touch with her? So that next day I called you.
Oh, that's great.
And yeah. And, you had, what was really kind of what kept me going was the fact that when I did contact you, I felt like, you did really care, but that I didn't feel like you were above me. I felt like, we each had a role in the process and you were a partner right beside me, which is really what makes a person feel comfortable in moving forward with anything. Right.
Right.
I talked with you, and within minutes I received an email of, hey, in the meantime, here's some resources for you, the podcast, the YouTube videos, which I watched right away about, 101 and how to buy a home and what to look for and different finances and even different acronyms, what those mean. And by watching all those, listening to those, also signing up for your Mortgage Mom Radio website, I was able to understand when I went through the process, I didn't feel like I was in the dark or that I had to just completely rely on somebody else to think for me. I felt like I knew what they were talking about, that I had enough knowledge as we went through that I could say, hey, wait a second, what about this? And then times where I was like, okay, I understood that. So I felt like a partner in it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then just, just the talking and availability of you. I mean, you're super busy and service hundreds of people, I'm sure. But every time I had the experience with you, I felt like I was the only one. I didn't feel like you were rushing through or trying to make the next dollar. I really felt like you were invested in me as a home buyer that says this person deserves a home. I want her to experience home ownership. And how are we going to get there to help her? And I felt like that through the whole process.
Oh, Mary, I couldn't ask anybody to say those things about me. I couldn't have even written that down and made you say it. That makes me feel so good. I feel like I should be jumping up and down through the phone right now with confetti.
Well, you could, because it was our partnership that really helped get to where I am.
No, it was.
And I think, it is. It's a total partnership. You know, there's parts for you and parts for me. And, you know, you just were always available via phone, via email, via text. Even your employees or people that I contacted there were helpful to get me to answer any questions or things that I needed, even if maybe you weren't available at the time. But there was never a time that I had to wait an unreasonable amount of time for you to get back to me. There was always some form of communication that said, you know, hey, Mary, I'll be able to get back to you tonight, or I'll be, you know, there's always an expectation of when I could hear from you. So I never felt like at any point, okay, I got her, so left out to dry. That never happened, ever.
For you, we weren't even scheduled to close, and we closed early. And that's because when I said, hey, Mary, I need this, I mean, you were on it and you got it done. And that just made all of the difference in the entire transaction. So, you know, one thing for other people to take away that are listening, you know, if you're loan officer, or if you're working with me and I say, hey, we need to get this right now, or we need these items, you know, get it there as fast as you can, because the faster you go, the faster we go, and the faster that it all gets done.
Yeah. I mean, I think we closed in like 26 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was about that. And, you know, everybody that talked to me is like, I had a friend that is still waiting to close in her home, and she found it way before I did.
Right. And I think, honestly, Mary, I think 26 days was from the time that you put your offer in on the house.
Correct.
It wasn't even.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It wasn't even from the time you opened escrow.
No.
But that was because you also took the right steps, and you contacted me first. We talked about your pre-approval. We made a plan. We made a game plan. We talked about credit. We did everything we were supposed to do. And then you went out and you found a home, instead of, you know, a lot of people kind of go backwards and they see a house that they're interested in, and all of a sudden they're calling because they need to get their financing under control. And that will also delay things. So, you know, another piece that you did that was right was, let me find out what I can do if I've got to wait, which you were totally patient. You said, you know, if you can't do this for me right now, I can wait. Let's get the game plan together. And it turned out that we had the, you know, we had everything we needed to get you, you know, to homeownership without waiting, which was fantastic. But, you know, you did everything the right way, which really made my job great. And it made me look better, which makes me feel good, because now you're on the radio talking about me.
Because I'm on the radio. Yeah. Well, and I think kind of like the biggest perspective, because life is about perspective from a buyer, you know, is that point. Like, we are a partnership, and, you know, you have got to do your part. It can't be all on your loan officer. You know, you've got to do your part, and you have to know that doing your part is going to take some work. It's not just going to be at the tip of your hands, easy peasy. You know, you've got to have your ducks in a row. You've got to know where to get the information. You've got to have the patience to wait for the information to get back when you request it, but also be on the people that you're requesting it to make sure that it's efficient. And I think that's just really important, as my perspective from a buyer is, you know, being willing as a buyer to put in the work for a great outcome. Because if you're not, then your experience is going to be stressful, because you're going to be feeling like, well, why isn't this done, or why isn't this? And it's just important from a buyer's perspective, that you just understand that this is a partnership, and you've got to work just as hard. And when you do that, like, I will tell you, this wasn't stressful.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
You know, it just didn't seem like I went through what a lot of people had shared with me. It was eye-opening in terms of, you know, how much information and the depth of information that's required. But through that process, I also know every detail about myself and areas to improve on as well. So there's a lot of bonuses to this whole process. And just the fact that you were willing to just help me beyond financing alone, just bettering myself financially as a person, and that I walked away with too.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you again, Mary, so much. And, you know, I get a lot of people that tell me, and you're a principal, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I get a lot of people that tell me all the time, they say, you're in the wrong career. You should have been a teacher.
Well, you are a teacher. Exactly. You know, you are. That's what you're doing in a different capacity, because I learned from you, and from that experience, I have a beautiful home for my family.
You do. Well, congratulations so much. You know, Mary.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. And thank you for taking the time to be on air. I thought this was something that was really good. It's nothing that we've actually done before. Bringing somebody, you know, in that is, you know, live, real person that has actually worked with me and with my team.
Yes.
And can understand, you know, the process a little bit better. And, you know, that anybody at all that is listening, you know, we're going to take the same time with each of you that we did with Mary. And, you know, Mary, again, thank you so much. Congratulations. I hope you absolutely enjoy moving into your home this weekend. And
I can't wait.
I know. And I definitely need to get some pictures when you're all set up and you're done. And I want to see what the house looks like.
Absolutely. I can do that. Thank you so much to you and your team.
Hey, that's cool. That's our first testimonial. Mary sounds like a great little new homeowner there, huh?
Yeah, no, she's great. And, you know, I've had other people that have, you know, told me that they would do a testimonial. And
but we've never put it on the radio.
We've just
before.
Never done it. Yeah. And, you know, it was just finally, it worked out absolutely perfect. She just closed. She's moving in this weekend. And, it was just kind of timing worked out fantastic to get her on the air. But, you know, I couldn't have paid a PR person to do what she just did. And she literally didn't even know that I called her and I said, hey, can you do me a favor? Can I get you on the air right now? Would you do a testimonial for me? And she was more than happy to do it. Very excited.
Tell the people about your experience. And boy, did she. Huh?
She did. It was just absolutely amazing. Mary, thank you
Party
so much.
Party at her house.
Yeah. I'm going to have to order her some pizzas while they're moving in. Just to keep them fed while they're, you know. Have you ever moved?
Yeah. It's not into a big old house like that, but just one guy.
Yeah, so. It's an ordeal. When you've got kids and you're moving, it's definitely an ordeal. You know, Heidi's going to be moving this weekend as well. So, you know, it's just, I know how that goes. It's a lot of work. And that piece in itself, it's exciting, but you're tired, you're exhausted, and you're exhausted for like a month because you get in, but you're not done.
How many times have you moved?
Gosh. I've moved a good amount of time.
You moved across the country.
I did. I actually, let's see, I have moved from, let's say from the time that I've been 19, I moved, I don't know, maybe 9 or 10 times.
That's a lot.
9 or 10
times. Does it get easier?
Yeah, because as you get older...
You get kids to do it for you?
You get kids to help. You call your housekeeper. You get people to help you pack. It does get a little bit easier. You know, unfortunately, there's just so much stuff that you have to do. And it's your house.
It's rewarding at the end.
It is. And it's your house. And you don't want somebody to just go in there and start putting stuff away in the kitchen. And then that's not where you wanted it. And you don't want the pictures put up on the wall because that's not where you wanted them to go. And I'm kind of a freak. You know?
Like emails.
I love emails. I think emails are fantastic. Fantastic.
They come to your watch phone thing.
They come to everywhere. They come to my phone, my
You're
watch.
You're not wearing it today. What's happening
I'm not. I left it at home. I forgot it. Huh. I have to move it now because my son Zeke does like to play on my nightstand in my room. So the minute that I wake up, I have to move it so that it's not... Like somewhere in, yeah. else. It's not where he can get to because once, you know, I'm up, he's playing in the room and then I have to move it. And so I'm out of rhythm right now of going back to a different dresser that he can't reach to go grab it, to put it
things
on.
Things have to go up higher now.
They just keep going higher. Yeah. So he can't get to things, but, I absolutely love text or email. Texts are great. Everybody, everything
yeah,
is great.
Yeah, everyone texts.
It's all great. Text messages, phone calls, emails, they're all great. But we do most of the time during the show, we focus on the text messages that are coming in. And I get a lot of emails as well. People go to my website.
The emails seem to be a little bit more thorough. Like, you know, if somebody has a thing that's a little bit harder to text, they send you like a paragraph.
Well, right. And a paragraph is so much easier. And you've got all the room in the world to write as much as you want. And it's going to come across in one body. It's not going to be broken up into 15. Text messages trying to put all the different ones, you know, together. But, you know, the emails are great. And people go to my website and they'll ask me questions through the website. They just literally email me directly. They've got the phone app on their phone and, you know, they can email me direct from the phone app and it all comes into my email. So we don't necessarily a lot of times focus on that during the shows. So I pulled out a lot of emails that I got over this past week and we're answering those right now today.
I like George here. He's our next one.
Okay.
We got that last guy with the USDA. We answered that. Okay.
So we sure did.
Here's George from Orange County.
Okay.
And I think he went to your website and did the form, the contract form, which is great. You can go there. The website is new and improved. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But he says, inherited a home, fully paid for, and would like to do some renovations. Nothing outrageous. Is a HELOC the way to go? Looking at 50 to 80K. I do not make a lot, but I'm also not in debt. Thanks in advance. What's a HELOC?
A HELOC is a home equity line of credit.
Oh, I know what that is. I've never seen it like abbreviated.
Right. So actually, that is, if I'm typing an email, I will typically use HELOC in my email because it's a lot faster than Home Equity Line of Credit. Most people know what HELOC stands for, but if you don't, now you
do. I do now. Today I learn.
Yeah, everybody's learning. Everybody's learning together. So, you know, what he's asking is he inherited a home and it's free and clear. The home is free and clear. Is that what he said in the email?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he owes nothing on this home at all and he wants to do some renovations to it, and should he take out a home equity line of credit, and he wants somewhere around $50,000 to $80,000. Yeah. So, you know, really the answer to that is just shop it. Go out there and find out what is that interest rate going to be on that home equity line of credit. Remember that the home equity line of credit is an adjustable rate. It is tied to the Federal Reserve prime rate. It will go up.
That just went down, didn't it?
It did not go down.
Oh.
It stayed the same. So over the last 2.5 years, when the Federal Reserve has met, they have increased the prime rate each time by 0.25%. So think about, I believe that there's 4 meetings in a year, and think about 4 times in a year over the last 2.5 years, that prime rate's gone up. And they came out and they said, we're not going to go up any further in this year, 2019. That's at least what is anticipated. And they're anticipating maybe one more rate hike in 2020. They're not going to say anything further out from there. But remember that in 2018, they told us that they were going to raise it 3 times in 2019. So they're telling us what they're anticipating, but that doesn't mean that that's what they will do. So there's no way to know. But a home equity line of credit is an adjustable rate mortgage, and it is tied to the Federal Reserve prime rate. So when that rate does go up, that interest rate goes up on that home equity line of credit as well. So if it's $50,000 to $80,000 that he's going to owe, and that's not something that maybe he's got the kind of job where he gets big bonus checks or big commission checks that he can make big payments towards that line of credit to get it paid off or paid down, he may be better off going into a fixed rate 30-year mortgage. I mean, he can get into a mortgage anywhere from, you know, in the high 3s for a 15-year fixed primary residence to the low 5s, depending on if it's
a
30-year.
You just did that without your calculator.
I did. But, you know, low 5s as a 30-year fixed investment property. So, you know, I highly doubt he will find an interest rate for a home equity line of credit that will be as low as a mortgage loan. But it is something that you just have to shop. He's got to get out there. He's got to find out what are the options available to him. Is it a primary residence? Is it an investment? What's his credit score? Can he get the financing? Does he make enough money to qualify? You know, what is that interest rate going to be? Then he's got to call Mortgage Mom Radio or send me an email again. And he's got to ask me, what would that look like if we did a refinance? And then he's got to just decide what's the best option for him. Maybe it is something he's going to pay off in a year or two. Maybe he just wants to take the line of credit because, you know, he's going to spend it as he uses it and he's going to pay as he uses it. So as he starts the renovation, maybe he's going to only do $15,000 now and another $15,000 in a year. There's so many different reasons that he might want a home equity line versus a mortgage. And there's
a
lot of reasons.
Can he get a mortgage loan in this scenario?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Absolutely. So it's just what works out best for him, his personal circumstances and his scenario.
Okay. Debbie at Mortgage Mom Radio, if you have a paragraph long question.
Debbie at MortgageMomRadio.com. It's a real easy email address.
Let's do one more before we get out of here. Okay. Until tomorrow in San Pedro, we're going to go see everybody.
Yep.
Oh, this one's easy. This one's from the 562. This is Jose. He wants to know, I want to know about PMI.
Oh, okay. That's the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I love it. So that's kind of hard to elaborate on because I'm not too sure if he wants to know.
That was what I learned like last week, PMI.
Yeah, I don't know if he wants to try to get rid of the PMI. I don't know if he's just wondering what PMI is. So let me just give everybody a quick version of everything. How's that sound?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sound good? Okay.
You have a couple of minutes here.
All right. So PMI is private mortgage insurance. If it is an FHA loan, it's actually called MIP. So it's one and the same thing, but they just have different terms for them based on a conventional loan or an FHA loan. Again, if you don't know what those are, if you go to YouTube, go to Mortgage Mom Radio channel, you can actually watch Workshop 102 and Workshop 103. 102 covers VA and FHA loans, and 103 covers conventional, USDA, jumbo, and bank statement. So that kind of those two workshops combined, 2 and 3, 102, 103, will give you everything that you need to know about what the different loan programs are. But mortgage insurance is something that you typically get when you have less than 20% down payment. I have a lot of options that we can look at not having mortgage insurance on a conventional loan.
Yeah, you can take that off now, can't you, for some people?
Yes, I've been doing quite frequently, actually, here over the last month or two. I've had a lot of clients that have opted to go with no mortgage insurance on a conventional loan, and most of them are 3% down, you know. So it's definitely an option with conventional. With FHA, it is not. And basically what that mortgage insurance is, it is insuring the lender against default. So if, you know, your loan is Fannie Mae has your loan, you know, they're the owners of the debt, and you put less than 20% down payment and you walk away from the home and you foreclose, the private mortgage insurance company is going to repay them for the debt that you owe. Now, trust me, they don't get paid back the entire amount of what you owed. So you have to keep in mind that lenders do still take a loss when a foreclosure happens. But that is what mortgage insurance is for. And lenders feel that if you have less than 20% in, you know, you don't have your own hard earned sweat and tears into that mortgage, that 20% down, that they want the mortgage insurance. They feel like the more skin in the game that you have, the less likely that you are to walk away from that mortgage. If you've put 20% of your money, you buy a house for $500,000 and you put 20% down, you're putting $100,000 into that house. There's a really good chance that you're not going to walk away from that property unless there is just no other option. And typically when you put $100,000 down, you get into a pickle, you can't make the payment. You could always put it on the market and sell it and be able to not foreclose. So they're looking for that number of 20%. There are ways to get around the mortgage insurance with less down. And again, that's all about a conventional loan. And I would highly suggest you go to Mortgage Mom Radio.
You need the mom for that.
You need YouTube. Go watch all about conventional loans, and then you need to call me about what your options
There's
are.
There's some slick tricks. I've seen them.
Yeah.
I'm learning. I'm
doing them every day.
People call with all these questions, and you're like, You wait like a half a second, and you're like, oh, we could do this. And then you're off and running. And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you're owning a home.
That's just right. Like that. Just like Mary. You know, and mortgage insurance, if you're in an FHA loan, you don't have any choice but to refinance that loan to actually get out of that mortgage insurance. The only way that you can get rid of it with an FHA loan is if you had at least 10% down payment at the time you took the loan, or you had at least 10% equity, and you cannot get rid of it for the first 11 years. So really, in all reality, you want to get rid of your mortgage insurance. We need to refinance the loan. So that just kind of gives us some PMI knowledge from his question. Not quite sure where he was wanting to go, but hopefully I answered it.
On that note, our time here on the radio is up, but until tomorrow at 2 o'clock in San Pedro, we're going to be
yep, 2
Brewery
o'clock.
West.
That's
however
right.
You spell brewery, whatever it is.
It was very crazy, but Brewery West in San Pedro, it's a free event. I'm going to get that text message out within the next 15 to 20 minutes. Everybody will get it. So if you do not have not already opted into Mortgage Mom Radio, please text the word mom to 474747. That way you do get the information. You can click right on the link in my text message and register. It is a free event. Comes with two beers while you guys
are
there.
Yeah, it's free. And you know what? If you're on your way and you don't know the info, you can always just call us up.
That's right.
844-935-3634. It starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow. It's San Pedro.
Yes, but they do have to register because the room is only so big, and the brewery is actually giving two complimentary.
They better do it right now,
yeah,
then.
They need to do it now, so they can either go to my Facebook page or my website. If they go to my website, they can go right to my podcast. And on the podcast, there was actually an episode all about news and brews. On Facebook, they can scroll through all the different postings that I've done, and there's a news and brews posting there. And if not, they can text the word mom to 474747, get on my list, and they'll get a text message within the next 15 to 20 minutes, and they can click on a link to register. But you do have to be registered. There is minimal space available left. The brewery is giving away two free drinks to everybody that does come for the day, and there is a ton of valuable information. So if you do want to know more, text me so that you get my text, read all about it, and then register to get your tickets.